Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
Check out Soul Brother Kevin, Mo, and JR tonight, as I do on my ride home every night. Did not hear them saying nice things about me last night, but thankfully to Twitter, we find out when people say good or bad things about us. And I like when it's good. So thank you to those fellows, and make them your ride home as I make them my ride home.
Oh, yeah. All right. If I seem to come on too strong, I hope that you will understand. I say these things cause I'd like to know if you're as lonely as I am, and if you'd mind sharing the night together.
Is there confirmation on that thing that you saw?
I'm trying to figure out what it is right now. The person who retweeted it, I'm asked what the hell it is. I don't. It was also not just now. It was 45 minutes ago. So if it was that, then I think we'd be seeing it.
Agreed.
Can I ask you a quick song-related question?
Oh, man, you know I love song-related questions, Sean.
So two things. We went to the beach last weekend, and I think Saturday night when we were watching the sunset, I was, you know, I had the reggae playlist, and eventually I just was trying to switch it up. So I put this song on.
Yeah.
And as the sun was setting and the most beautiful breeze is coming in, I thought this might be one of the best sunset songs. This song right here.
Oh, sunset songs.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the next day, it was rainy and miserable all day.
Yeah, right.
And we were still outside. So I'm like, what's the song that I'm looking for that's miserable, rainy, but still good vibes type thing?
Like a rainy sunset song?
And I'll tell you what I came up with.
All right.
Because I put it on this song's radio and it did the trick. Into the Mystic, Van Morrison.
Oh, what a great song.
I mean, that's kind of right.
That's a.
Right?
Yeah, totally. Oh.
Maybe.
What a jam. This is a great rainy sunset song.
Watching the storms come across the water. I mean, this is a storm inside myself when I hear this.
Riders on the Storm is the obvious choice by the Doors, but it's too obvious.
What about Fire and Rain?
That's my graduation song.
That's a good
Fire
one.
Fire and Rain?
Like a cruising song. Oh, sunset
so
cruise.
Younger than the sun.
True. You made a great choice, John.
Yeah, the Bonnie boat was and the songs that popped up on the Into the Mystic radio were all very, very good. Like, the vibe was right.
Oh, if you go Van Morrison radio, you're going to get some jams.
I can hear the sailors cry. Smell the sea and
the only thing we were missing from our vacation in Sanibel Captiva last weekend is we didn't get to see one sunset because it was always raining. So the sun was cloudy and you couldn't even see the sunset, which sucks because... What a beautiful sunset. I see you, Fort Myers. We're going to be down there real soon. We're working on something.
I will be coming home.
On how we can get the hell down there to, like, Minnesota Key area, make a long weekend out of it, go to Fort Myers.
We're about to put the man in Minnesota Key.
I was going to put the soda in Minnesota Key.
I was going to put the wood in Inglewood.
I'll bust a cap in Captiva, son.
Just like way back in the days of old.
I was going to put the...
the ass in Tallahassee?
Into the Mystic.
I got nothing.
You going to put the key in Key West? I'm going to put the O in Orlando. Oh. What a jam. Before I forget, The Social Network, Quentin Tarantino's best movie of the last 10 years. That seems like a weird choice for him. Drew Grubb Alive, who are you?
Hi, this is Bob.
Hey, what's up, dude?
I got a question for you.
All right.
Yesterday, you said something, and I apologize, I didn't get a chance to get around to it.
That's right. Can you just give me a huge solid in whatever's covering your phone? Either take that off or put us on speaker or take us off speaker or something, because I can barely discern what you're saying.
I'm probably in a really bad area. Oh. I'll just have to
roll them up.
Call you back.
No, you're good. No, what's the question? I can hear you. It's just not ideal.
Okay. So yesterday you had said something about all the police that were guarding that piece of excrement house, right? So I thought about this. Is it possible that they're actually guarding the house to prevent him from actually shooting people if they try to break into his house?
Oh,
You understand what I'm saying?
Like, no.
Protecting the public.
He's talking about the guy, about the cop, the Chauvin in Minneapolis.
Yeah, what about
And
him?
You said you used the term, they're protecting this piece of excrement. And he's saying, is it possible they're protecting the public so he doesn't shoot some dumbass that comes up to his house?
Oh, I never said, I don't think I called him a piece of excrement.
No,
but
you did.
Oh, but that's an interesting take. So, in other words, the cops are lined up so that that cop doesn't kill more people, not so more people don't kill that cop. That's an interesting take.
I mean, I don't know, but it's a possibility. I called him a piece of excrement, too, by the way. So I agree with you 100%. He should be on the bottom of somebody's shoe.
I'd be curious to know, because I haven't seen, I don't know if you have, with his arrest, if he was really in Florida. Because wouldn't he be, I'm wondering if that was not true.
I don't think that was true. I think they found out an address where he allegedly had a home and started a store in Windermere. I'll tell you who's breathing easy tonight, Windermere residents.
Seriously.
Because Windermere is like the West Chase of Orlando. And just imagine there's some demonstrations in the West Chase area. Drew Garabo Live, hello. Please no.
Hey, Drew Garabo, how are you?
Oh, man, this is who we needed.
Oh, the long-distance dedication king himself. You like Van Morrison, do you, Jacob?
Yes. I love Van Morrison's "Oh Pretty Woman." I love that song, Drew Garabo. Sometimes it comes up in one of my games on my computer, Drew Garabo. You know that?
What game's that?
What games you play? Leisure Suit Larry?
Well, I play this game. It's called Beat the Intro. And in Beat the Intro, it's where you have to recognize the song title fast. And if you do, you get extra points.
Oh, I'd love to. Jacob, I would love to play you in a game of... John, can you pull up some songs and see if you can? If Jacob and I can play Beat the Intro?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because, Jacob, I'm pretty good at knowing what songs are by the intro, too.
What's the genre? Like, where do I want to live? Like, 90s, early 90s?
Yeah, what are we talking, Jacob? 80s?
We'll go to your warehouse.
What's your strong suit?
Well, it could be like... greatest hits country or something
not country.
What about 90s pop?
What about 80s pop music or 90s pop music? Which do you like better out of those, Jacob?
I like 90s pop. Hey, Drew Garabo, guess why I'm calling you, Drew Garabo? Guess what happened 5 years ago today?
I saw it pop up on my Facebook memories, Jacob. It was such a great day when we got to meet you here in the studio. What a beautiful day that was.
You are so right. You are so right, and especially you, Promo John. I won't forget meeting you that day, man. I won't forget it.
I appreciate that. I think, I was just in charge of, I think I was your handler. I just walked you back and sat with you. That was long before my days of making it on the radio.
Wow, really? You weren't on our show
then? No, I was just in promotions, and I think I was just kind of on standby.
Huh.
So, Drew Garabo, I wouldn't let this day go by without calling you, Drew Garabo. Oh. And guess what, Drew Garabo? 5 years ago today, Drew Garabo, I met Chase. Can you believe that?
I can see where that'd be a real highlight. Chase is a heck of a guy. I love that guy. Thought I saw him earlier. Turns out it was Danny Donuts.
Are you ready for the game?
You ready, Jacob? This is Beat the Intro. How do we ring in, Jacob? Do we go like do we try to beat each other, or maybe he has one and then I have one?
Yeah, I was thinking maybe. You rotate who guesses first. If the first person doesn't get it right, then...
All right, Jacob, when you go first, so you tell me if you know this intro, how, like, do we count to see how long it takes him?
I was only going to give, like, 5 seconds of the intro and then let that be that.
It could be 90s pop, guys, right? So...
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, sorry, I spaced out for a second. Go ahead.
I thought you had a stroke. All right, here we go.
Oh, no, I got you up. I don't hear anything, John. I mean, I got you up over here, but I just don't.
You know. I'm up over here.
I mean, you're up over here, too. Just go ahead. Well, that's a good one.
Let's go, Jacob.
You know what that is, Jacob?
Mark Morrison, Return of the Mets.
Yeah, you are right, my friend.
That's
you nailed it.
Really, really
good. All right,
good.
Here we go. I got another. So the next one will be for you, Drew.
Whenever you're ready, John, I'm ready.
I just need to realize I have to introduce it 5 seconds after I hit play.
Walking in Memphis.
Ooh.
Mark, the hell's that guy's name? Mark Curry? No, that's Mr. Cooper. Mark.
You know it, Jacob. You can steal.
No, I know it. It's Walking in Memphis by Mark Dolan. Mark Fitzpatrick.
You can get a half a point if you know the last name,
Mark
Jacob.
Mark Fitzgerald. Mark Gee Mark and the Funky Bunch.
No, it's Mark Como.
Mark Cohn.
Mark Cohn. Yes.
Mark Cohn.
Yes.
Mark Cohn. I got it. Mark
Cohn. All right. All right.
All right. Go ahead. Here's Jacob's. Beat the intro.
Okay. Brandy and Monica, the boy is mine.
Wow, this guy's good. Yeah, real good. All right. Hit me, John.
Oh, wow.
That's TLC. No, Destiny's Child. No. I don't know. I don't know this one. I don't know.
Do you know it, Jacob?
I don't know this one either.
I'm not gonna lie. I don't know this one either, so that's why it was very hard. I've never even heard of it. Jacob, I'll give you a little bit more.
Stupid. You know it, Jacob? Because I don't know it.
I don't even know it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Ain't No Doubt, Jamie Nail.
Ugh, come on, man.
It was on the 90s pop hits.
All right, well, it wasn't a 90s pop hit, obviously. Go ahead. Jacob's turn, I believe, because
okay.
I missed that one.
Okay.
This is fun.
This is fun.
Beat the intro with Jacob two times at Drew Grotter, right. Celebrating the 5-year anniversary of Jacob being in our studio. Here's the song for Jacob.
Don't let go.
Yeah.
Jacob's good at this.
Ooh,
holy crap.
Good.
All right, hit me. I'm not that good at 90s pop. Here we go.
Be confident.
What About Your Friends by Spice Girls?
I think you like this group, so. Do you know it, Jacob?
Color Me Bad. All for love.
Yeah. Oh, geez, man. Jacob, you must have gotten your swerve on back in the day because you know your 90s R&B.
You really do. You really do.
Dominating. Give another one, John.
Ooh, baby, I love you.
Come on.
That was a little easier than I wanted it to be. All right, here we go.
That's for you, Jacob.
It's all been done by bare naked ladies.
Damn, man. He is good.
This is awesome.
All right, give me one.
I'm changing the playlist.
All right, please.
I'm changing the playlist.
R&B songs suck.
I'm sorry. Hold on. I got to get one that's not. Well, sometimes I look at one
R&B.
I just know it's so easy for you.
Right, I know. I don't want it easy. I want it hard. Ah, that's good. Better than Ezra.
You're damn right.
Woo!
That's too easy.
Suck it, Jacob.
That was pretty easy. These ones are all pretty easy.
Jacob, I got one for you. You ready?
Yes. Spin Doctors, Two Princes.
This man is good. This man is really, really good at the beat the intro game. Give me one more, John. One more.
All right.
All the marbles on this one.
I got to pick one that's not.
Make it hard.
I'm going to make it hard.
Real hard.
All right. I don't know this song. I don't think so.
Oh, it's Crash Test Dummies. Mm-mm-mm-mm.
No.
What? What is it, Jacob?
Evan and Jaren, Crazy for This Girl from 2000.
Jacob, two times. Man. The big winner of today's Beat the Intro. Jacob, by the way, I just looked at the picture that Solar Dude sent me. Gio was on the show when you came in to visit.
She was.
That is crazy to me. I saw the picture and I'm like, I totally forgot. I see Caleb in the background, friggin' Gio and Kayla right there, and there's me. And I remember why I was wearing that stupid shirt too. It was because the Mike Halpa show had the phone party that morning, and I went in there for some stupid reason.
Yeah, I remember. It's funny you say that because my Facebook memories this morning were of me cleaning up the foam mess with Steve-O and our buddy Craig Gass in the studio. That was my Facebook memory.
Gass and Steve-O were in there.
And I remember you came in. I believe DJ Avi made an appearance at the foam party. That was
someday.
That getting here and setting up that foam pit, and then when it was done, realizing there was an entire huge kiddie pool of water in this studio that somehow had to make it out of this studio.
Right.
That was a rough night.
Wasn't Crystal in the phone party?
Oh my gosh.
Hey, what's up, the tall chick right there, man? That goes at all.
Dude, there were double enders in the foam pit. That was
There were girls
all sorts of things. This room will never be the same, really.
Jacob, always great catching up with you, man. Have a wonderful weekend, all right, buddy?
You're the champ.
All right, okay. I'll talk to you guys on Monday.
All right, we love you, Jacob.
Love you, Jacob.
He's the champ. Drew Grubb Alive, go ahead.
That was impressive.
Hi, Drew. How you doing? It's Joshua from Palm Harbor.
Hey, Joshua. Thanks for clearing that guy out of your throat before you talk, man. Appreciate that.
I apologize. I'm doing my best to avoid the COVID, but you never know. It
doesn't sound like it.
I just want to say I love you guys. And the Jacob thing y'all just did was so great, and y'all really made my day.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you. Keep up the great work, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate that. Drew Grubb Alive. Hello. Who are you?
Hey, Drew. This is George. How are you?
Hi, George. Very well. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Hey, I love the show, man. Just wanted to tell you that I haven't heard Jacob in a while, and I just heard him right now. Dad, thanks for putting him on. That was fantastic. That guy brightens my day every time I hear him, man. Thanks again. Dude. And keep it going, man. You guys have an awesome show.
Thanks, man, so much. Appreciate that very much. Look at us shining some sunshine.
Yeah. Good vibes, bro.
I think he's been calling earlier lately. So maybe the 5 o'clock crowd hasn't gotten a chance to hear him in a while.
Yeah, and maybe because we found something other than, like, guess what I ate for lunch today.
Well, maybe that helped, too, yeah.
You know.
Yeah. I mean, I still love that.
I'm still wondering what he ate for lunch.
He'll tell you. Let's come back and talk about it's okay, it's not okay. Today, Mike, I haven't run this by you yet. This is something from my real life involving life, death, and finding peace with it. It's a compelling real life. It's okay. It's not okay. Has nothing to do with race, nor does it have anything to do with COVID-19, which makes it even more compelling. Next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.